In front of this audio point is a gilded wooden altarpiece showing 16 scenes from the legend of St. Margaret of Antioch. It dates from around 1520 and consists of a central body and two wings. The central body is marginally taller than it is wide, just over 2 metres, and the two wings are a little more than 2 metres or 7 feet high and almost a metre or 3 feet wide. Dominating the centre is a large sculpture of the youthful St. Margaret. Her fair hair falls in thick curls to her shoulders, and she has a pale complexion with pink cheeks. In her right hand, she carries the remains of a palm frond, a symbol of martyrdom. At her feet is a black, dog-sized dragon, its jaws gaping, its tail coiling up her right leg. Margaret was believed to have burst from the belly of a dragon that had swallowed her. As a result, St. Margaret became associated with childbirth and was invoked by pregnant women for protection. On either side of St. Margaret, carved scenes from her life read from left to right. In the top left panel, Margaret's nurse gives the infant saint to her father Theodosius, a pagan priest. Immediately below is a scene of Theodosius surrounded by citizens sacrificing a sheep to a pagan idol, now lost, on a column. Moving to the left-hand wing, in the lower right panel, we find Margaret brought before Olybrius, the Western Roman emperor, who's been bewitched by her beauty. Margaret points to heaven as she asserts her Christian faith and refuses his offer of marriage. In the two scenes on the left of the central corpus, St. Margaret is first sentenced by Olybrius, then led away by soldiers. Her torments begin. In the first of the lower scenes, she's hung half-naked by her hands and scourged with rakes, although these are now missing. In the final compartment on the left-hand side, she's bound to a crossbeam and beaten by two soldiers. On the right of the central corpus, she's held in a castellated tower. And in the next scene, the devil, in the form of a bearded man, tempts her to renounce her faith. The first of the lower pair of compartments shows St. Margaret emerging serenely from the back of a black dragon who's tried to devour her. In the next scene, she stands naked, hands folded in prayer, waist-deep in a vessel of boiling pitch, while two men ladle more pitch onto her head. In the top of the right-hand wing, St. Margaret has been returned to the tower. She looks out of the arched window to a winged angel. In the lower half of the right wing, the left-hand compartment shows Margaret's executioner, Malchus, on his knees in prayer before her. In the final scene on the right, Margaret is on her knees, her fair hair swept up to bare her neck, her face lifted towards heaven.